starting with Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned, Romans chapter 3, verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. First of all, you realize that there is none righteous, no, not one. And in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This means all have sinned and come short. All of us. All means all. And if all have sinned, does the word all include you? It includes me and everyone else. And in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the wages of sin is death. And a thing here on that there's a big gulf going down. You got man on one side, you got God on the other. And you get your wages. If you work a job, you get paid your wages for doing your job in this life. But for God, He has wages also for our sin, and that's death. And we're going to spend eternity in either one of the two places, either heaven or hell, to make sure that you know exactly where you're being going to spend. And then in Revelation 20:14, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. The death being talked about here is not only physical death, but spiritual death. This is true because Revelation says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And in Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to the mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Even though there are many people who are trying to do enough good things to get into heaven, the Bible teaches that this is not the way to get into heaven. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing the Holy Ghost. Justified, to be justified means that you have been proven to be not guilty. It is the opposite of being condemned. And in Romans 3:20, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in His sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. And according to Romans 5:8, what did God commend towards you? But God commended His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And in Romans 5:9, much more often than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. By His blood. And in Romans 6:23, which is the last part of the verse, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Salvation cannot be earned. Salvation cannot be bought. Jesus Christ offers salvation as a gift. And you have to receive it. In John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And how do you accept the gift of salvation? Romans 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And in Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, did God promise to save you if you would do the things that you just read? Yes. And 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, and that God raised Jesus from your sin could be forgiven? Yes. And did you confess Jesus your Lord and Savior in a sincere way? Yes. And we also asked the prison through all these questions if they could answer yes to all of them. If they confessed their sins that Jesus was saved, then why not pray a prayer? But we don't have them do that. We don't want to push them. We want to make sure that they in the jail there, that they make true confessions there. And if you pray the prayer in a sinner way, and because Jesus Christ cannot lie, are your sins forgiven, and are you saved from eternal punishment in hell? Yes. And in 1 John 5:13. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. You can know for sure that heaven is your eternal home. Trust Jesus. He keeps his promise. And if anyone don't know the Lord is your Savior, then you need to make that personal decision before it's eternally too late. Brother Curtis, you want to close in prayer?